a very funny comedian again on the show today. And we're actually doing a show. What is it, next Friday?
It is next Friday. It's a week from today.
Well, that just hit me in the face for real.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I'm there.
Well, we're doing the Psychedelic Comedy Show. I forgot to ask how you say your name properly.
Oh, wow. No, it's great. It's wonderful, right? That's like been half my life of like people saying my name incorrectly, and I've changed it now so many times.
Yeah.
And we still can't say. So yeah, my name is Ren, R-E-N.
Okay.
Ren Q Daw is my name.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I was trying to say your last name before you came here, and I like was definitely butchering it.
Yeah, it's like daw, like look at him go, you know,
oh.
Like there's a dog in a car, you know.
I like that. So, what brought you to stand-up comedy of all?
Oh my gosh.
Is it a long journey? Is it a loaded question?
That's a great question. I am a theater queer, and so I did not like necessarily start in like kind of this territory, but I started in plays and things of that nature, and then when I came out, I went from like being very front of stage, like acting focused, to being like a tech bitch and like loving that, and getting really into production and writing and directing. And then I moved out here, and I, you know, quite frankly, like I know it's like the trope, but like truly, it was like I just. Like, I've always loved comedy, and I was like, wow, wish I could do that. And then, those guys are so cool. And I saw a comedian that I really enjoyed and was really inspired by make some, like, really terrible trans jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, like, shit, fam. Like, if they can do that, you know what I mean? I'm just like, half of my, like, beeline gay jokes are better than that. Like, we can make something, you know, right? Like, why not try? And so I started actually in Atlanta, and I, like, went up after, like, a slew of, like, really transphobic jokes.
Yeah.
Like, crowd is mean, people are heckling, and I was like, we came here to do this, we are going to do it, we're going up. And, like, people don't necessarily, like, know I'm trans upon looking at me. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I feel like, you know, unfortunately, we do look a bit like Hitler's wet dream. And, like, here we are, right? And I like, go up and, like, you know, just kind of out the gate. Like, it's all trans content. Like, that's all
yeah.
we got, fam. And people were, like, buying it. Like, they were,
oh,
like,
shit.
Digging it. And then, like, in the room, it was, like, the tone totally shifted. And, like... Some comedian went up after me, and they, like, asked a really fun question, and they were like, oh, hey, man, like, I gotta ask, like, do y'all have, like, a Sears, because I, like, talk about fake dicks all the time,
mm-hmm.
They're like, do you have a Sears catalog of, like, fake dicks? You can get, like, uncircumcised, circumcised, like, shades, and, like, you know, like,
yeah.
And I was like, literally, yes, like, literally, yes, that is, like, basically now a market. And so it was really fun to, like, see
yeah.
kind of the transition in, like, people's minds just so quickly, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, homies coming up afterwards to be, like, you know, just kind of, like, hyped on the content. And,
yeah.
like, yeah, I was like, oh, wow, this is, like, my people, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I, yeah, came to Colorado, survived a plague, and now I'm trying to get back at it.
No, I get that. Would you say you got a lot of, like, huff and puff kind of being trans? Because, like, I know I feel as, like, being bi out in the comedy world, it's a whole thing all by itself. Like, oh, shit, there's a girl here.
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, similar?
Yeah. Yes, but I would say, like, right, having, like, kind of been... Now, both, like, right, in spaces as, like, a you know, as a woman and as a
yeah.
man, you know, like, kind of having both, like, it is, like... Still yet harder to be a girl. Like,
oh, damn.
It sucks. Like,
yeah.
And, like, frankly, like, right, if you're, like, feeling like, is this, like, a little sexist right now? Like, you are correct. Like, it's, like, it is not a hunch. Like, you are correct. Yeah, male privilege is whack, fam. It's whack. Yeah, yeah. But, like, totally. I would say, like, in person, it's, like, less, like, huff and puff and more, like, I don't know, people are, like, almost, like, afraid to laugh at the jokes sometimes, right? Because they're, like, you know, it's, like, right, if no one wants to be, like,
yeah,
seen as, like, transphobic or be that guy or,
yeah.
like, whatever. And so I think that is, like, kind of the larger hurdle is to be, like, no, it's, like, funny and it's not, like, funny, haha, because, like, I'm just a freak, which is, you know, true, but not necessarily because I'm trans.
I mean,
aren't
we all?
Okay. Right. I mean, yeah, we're doing comedy. Like, what are we doing? But moreover, it's, like, funny, haha, because, like, yeah, this, like, world is ridiculous, and, like, what would you do if your, like, dick fell out of your pants in, like, a public restroom and, like, some dude kicks it over you? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's, like, ridiculous on its own, and, like, just kind of being able to, like, unite on that. So, like, yes, there is Huff and Puff, but moreover, like, online, right? People are like, haha, I am invincible over here. Nobody knows who I am except for the FBI who has my IP address.
Like, they can find you if they really fucking try. Yeah. No, I get that. Would you say... How long have you been doing comedy?
God, right, great question. because I started in, like, 2019.
Okay.
But then we a pandemic. And so, like, it was, like, a while. Yeah, so I, like, started, and then I spent a whole pandemic, like, trying to write content. Yeah. And, like, not having anyone to try this content out on. So we're like, are we funny? Is that funny? Is this a joke? Like, how do you, you know, you have to workshop it, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, we, had that. The scene started to kind of come back in 2021, 22, right? Like, it's, like, after, right? We kind of had that, like, year and a half after. And I then was able to move kind of down to the front range. So I was a little bit closer to where things were. And really, I would say, like, have only just kind of picked up in this year. So it's really only been about, like, 6 months, you know, that I feel like I've been, like, doing it. But, like, yes, have been wanting and longing, you know, for quite some time.
No, I get that. Would you say the scene is a lot different from Denver to fucking Atlanta?
Maybe? Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
I don't know how it, like, I've heard it's different, I just hear it's similar, dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say that, like, in general, there is, like, a vibe in kind of comedy culture that is, like, often found in a lot of places, but at the same time, like, you know, different jokes are gonna work differently.
Yeah.
I would say that, like, crowds are also, like, very embedded in, like, comedy and, like, especially media culture right now, because, like, Atlanta's, like, the new Hollywood. Like, you know, that's like, it's happening. And so, right, there's kind of more of a familiarity with that culture. So, in some ways, there's, like, a lot more nonchalance in the audience. I think that, like, Denver and Boulder's of that, like, front range, Colorado, in general, can, like, take itself a little, like, seriously in an odd way, and then it's, like, here we have, like, kind of, like, it's a culture that's kind of built around this other, like, industry as well, and they're, like, taking it less seriously. That's, like, really interesting, and I think that that both, like, helps, like, foster, like, a fun environment to, like, do the work in, but then at the same time, like, with Denver, it also, like, I don't know, you know, it's, like, cranking out great content.
Yeah.
Because there is, like, this, like, kind of serious competitiveness of it. And I, you know, that's, like, that's
what's
it.
What's that? But, like, mics are, like, 50 people long, usually.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, it's too
39, homie. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's, like, it's fine.
It ain't, like,
no.
A list of 12. Like, no.
I think that's why I like Vision Quest so much, is because it's, like, it's either 35, 40 people, or, like, 10 people. Like, there's not really a...
That's a great room.
Yeah, that too.
That's a great room.
That too. Everyone is always so nice who comes out for shit. Okay. Was high there for a second. No, good. would you say since we're doing a psychedelic comedy show, for your comedy, what would be your drug recommended for your content?
Oh my gosh, like a drug pairing for the show. Oh my gosh, absolutely. Because
I've been trying to think of mine, too. I don't know.
Man, that's really good. I would say, you know, honestly, like, probably, like, the poor man's speedball, you know? Like, a really, like a really dense joint and, like a really shitty or incredibly strong cup of coffee. Like, double fist at the same. And then you kind of are like, great, now I am, like, sweaty and, like, a little anxious. And I'm like, cool, great, yes, we are on the same page. Like,
describe my breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfortunate, right? Yeah, I feel that.
No, I get that. Do you use psychedelics to write comedy? Kind of like, I've always liked to hear other people's, because, like, I feel like I'm good performing on psychedelics, but I forget to fucking write when I'm on the
Interesting.
What I mean?
Yeah. I really enjoy psychedelics for the kind of, like, creative inspiration aspect, and it's so funny because, like, I think that that's, like, one of the great lessons of my mushroom teacher. Yeah. And it's more over, like, this sense of, like, wonder. Like, I just am like, oh my gosh, like, suddenly this, like, you know, this ant on a leaf is, like, my whole world, and I'm just so engrossed in, like, the plot of, like, you know, and just having that sense of wonder. But, like, at the same time, it's like, right, you know, I always want creative inspiration to strike, and then I just, like, inevitably end up, like, breathing, like, incredibly deeply, and I'm just like, you know, like, we just don't even know how deep the ocean is. Like, it's just like, you know, and it's like, is that funny? Like, I don't know.
I mean, like, have those existential crises all the time, I feel like. And would you say, okay, so you said Poor Man's Speedball for your comedy. Do you prefer any other psychedelics over anything?
Great question. I love mushrooms. The best psychedelic experience I've had has been DMT. And because it's just like, oh my god, I love the efficiency. You're just like, oh my god, I was gone for 2 days, and you're like, that was 35 minutes. Oh my, where did we go?
Oh my god.
And you're just like, it's just like you're it's good. So it's like, it's definitely you know, a lot, but at the same time, like, I appreciate the non-committal nature of it in a way. It's like literally a 30-minute commitment as opposed to being like, okay, we're like locked in for the next 8 hours. yeah, a little bit more of a joyride.
That's true. I get that. I feel like DMT and mushrooms are, like, my favorite, but I also, I've been trying to tell this joke and it never hits, but, I had a bad acid trip while I was trying to, ask my, ex to marry me.
Wow. Wow.
Full transparency, don't fucking do acid and, like, Robitussin, because it was, like... It was a rave. It wasn't a good, like, it was just all the vibes were off, but I'm, like, such a hopeless romantic. I'm like, let's go through with it anyway. Fuck it. And, well, she's my ex now, so that doesn't describe it, don't think. You know, every time I tell it, I sound just a little bit bitter. And I'm like, no, I think it's funny now, but, like.
Rainbow star, the more you know.
Yeah.
Don't do. Robitussin, and I think is like just the general lesson there.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was like, I had a girl in high school that liked to play soccer and like RoboTrip during the games. I never understood how.
Nothing screams, let's watch this field hockey game. Like, RoboTripping in a damp field. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Oh, that's so weird to me. No, I don't know. I feel like drugs are, like, a fun part. Like, you know, everyone likes their drugs in Colorado kind of thing. But I've seen the, like, ups and downs. The one I don't like is, like, ketamine. But that's because, how do I put it? It's terrifying at, like, music festivals to see someone, like,
true K-hole out, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I've done it, and it's okay. But, like, I won't do any drugs either.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know. Maybe that's me.
No, I don't have the guts for that, fam.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's smart, honestly. I was like, no, those drugs are stupid to do in general, but, like, you know, whatever. I'm really enjoying the plethora of gifts going on.
Yeah, so context, right? We have Model Magic, which is a basically, like, Play-Doh that is supposed to get hard, hey-o. And we are making dicks with it. You made a really wonderful, I like added a very intense mushroom head onto a pretty girthy, and then for some reason I'm trying to make it stand up, and I'm
like
debating
that.
If I want like to curve. Or
to
we, like,
curve or get some vein. Okay,
to curve or not to curve.
Let
yeah,
the
I was
artistic
like,
integrity.
Do we want a vein? Oh, that's what I can do with the extra white. Okay, anyway.
Hell yeah.
I love a craft.
Me too. I think that's why I was like, oh, what a great thing to do while talking about things. But, what would you say your easiest room has been to, like, do comedy in versus, like, your hardest room? Is that a weird question?
Yeah, no, that's really good. Okay, yes, so, I think that, honestly, it's, like, right, you know, I feel like in, quite frankly, like, where I grew up, in West by God from Shepherdstown, West Virginia, shout out.
Okay.
And I feel like the majority of my people there that I worked with and yeah. lived with and loved with, and they live, laugh, love. they were just, like, so, like, it, that was, like, the thing to do, right? We're kind of, like,
yeah.
in some ways in the middle of nowhere, but also, like, close to, you know, a lot of stuff going on, and so everybody's just surprisingly sharp as a tack. And yeah. is just really funny, and so in some way, right, it's like going home and being able to, yeah. like, just be on the porch, and everybody is doing basically borderline stand-up comedy all of the time.
That's
like, just
cool.
so ideal, you know? I love that, and so I'd say that is real. If we're talking, like, a real, like, oh, we are here for comedy, we
yeah.
are here for jokes, then,
yeah. And it doesn't have to be a room in Denver, or...
That's a really yeah. good question. Honestly, I really have enjoyed Vision Quest because mm-hmm. it is so friendly. But ironically, call back to a set that I was talking to you about, my first headliner, if you will. Very strange set that I did earlier on in Longmont, which I was not expecting. Longmont, of all places.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of all places. And it was just really odd. I went up between, like, a band. There's a lot of bagpipes. There is some sword fighting happening. There is a book club and a bar. I mean, there's a lot happening right now. And, like, we go up and we did a set, and, like, it was absolutely not my best work at all. At the end of the set, I was making some West Virginia jokes, and one lady in the crowd was just like, "We're so glad you moved here!" And I was just like, "Thank you!" And she was like, "I love you!" And I was just like, "Oh, wow, I love you too," you know? And so that was just, like, for being, like, a shit show, like,
yeah.
that was, like, amazing, you know what I mean? I was
yeah.
like, wow, y'all great. The hardest show, so conversely, right, that show
yeah.
did not have a host.
Oh.
No host, so you're just, like, kind of going up there doing it, right? Meanwhile, probably one of the more hard shows that I've done, I had a host that, and it was, like, a mic. And,
yeah.
like, the host very specifically came up to me and was like, "I don't like your style." They were just, like, kind of oppressive. And for some reason, I was just like, "Why is this happening right now? Why do you hate me?
Who even
okay,
are
cool,
you?
Cool, cool, cool,
yeah.
cool, cool." And that was, like, rough, right? Because it's, like,
yeah.
one thing if the audience heckles you, you know, but, like, you still kind of have the power. Like, when someone that has the mic, it, like, gets on you and is, like, kind of running the thing, like, that's
yeah.
rough. So, like, that was probably the hardest. So, interestingly, one of
okay.
the best, you know, like,
yeah.
no, it was like, right, I don't know, it was like, the universe was just like, okay, like, what are you going to do if you have, like, a really bad host? And then it was like, okay, how about no host? So I was like, okay, message received, right?
Like, try it out kind of thing. I get that.
Yeah.
Dang. No, that makes sense. I feel like I'm always, I always feel like that at mics, too, where I just, like, can't get a vibe on the person, and I'm
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
do you like me? Do you not like
Please
me?
Please like me.
Please don't make me stay here for 3 hours and listen to everyone. Like, I know pay your dues to some point, but
right,
also,
right.
like, drove
yeah.
down from Boulder kind of thing.
Yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know. Do you do a lot of driving for comedy?
I do. I actually just, but I, okay, so here's the thing. I love to drive. I like, it's like one of, it's something I like to do.
Okay.
And if I'm like having a tough, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, we're gonna like go for a drive, and like my thing is like I'll drive to the Kansas border and back. I'll just drive. It's like it's not that far actually, especially
yeah.
if you're like in the middle of the night and like you know going
yeah.
through like you know you're like BRB having a dark night of the soul.
I'll get that.
Yeah, and so I'll like drive to Kansas and I'll like listen to my sads, you know, listen to my tunesies, and like and we like have a moment, you know, and usually I'll get to Kansas and I like drive. It feels it's like a very Don Quixote moment. I'll
yeah.
drive until I see the windmills, like, you know, like, and it looks
yeah.
like a spaceship is landing because it's
Hell
all the
yeah,
red
dude.
Blink blinks in the distance, and it's like, I don't know, I love that, and so,
yeah.
like, that's my, like, go-to, like, you know,
Hell
when
yeah.
I'm having a tough. So, love to drive, so yes to the original question, love to drive, and I recently got, because I'm, well, I also have ADHD, and so I'm perpetually late,
Story of my life, yeah.
I just can't, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Like, tell me about
it. I'm either absurdly early, or I am late, so, like, there's no in-between. I recently got the express
Ooh.
Toll pet. Wow. I'm like,
Shout
wow, living
adulting.
The, I know, right? I was like living the high life, you know, driving by and I'm just like, wow, is this like the ease I've like seen them like, you know,
yeah.
like all those speedy cars. And I'm just like, wow, what must it be like to be in the, yeah, you're like, hello, plebeians, you wave by at 65 miles an hour and everyone else is going 20. No, so that's actually been really helpful. So to be able to actually make yeah, I love Denver, so more of it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah.
No, I like Denver think I don't know if I could live in Denver full transplant. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a little bit too many people per capita, but I think that's just me being like...
That's fair. I, like, had a weird whiplash from the pandemic where I was, like, I was working up in Netherlands. Shout out to Netherlands. Whole rabbit hole. And I was, like, it was a pandemic, and so I was just, like, I don't know. I just, like, felt very much in the middle of nowhere, and, like, for a while, because there's no, you know what I mean? Everything's closed, and I'm already in the middle.
It's super isolated.
Yeah, and so I was just, like, okay. And so, like, basically when, like, we started to be, like, there is no more pandemic, if that is true or not, I don't know.
Sure, we
can ignore it, I guess. Yeah, I finally, like, moved down the mountain, and I was just, like, yeah, in the wise words of the Little Mermaid, I was, like, I want to be where the people are, okay, yeah. And so now I'm, like, getting my fiddle, you know?
Hell yeah. No, that makes sense. I feel, like, relatively sane. I, like, can't decide if I like Fort Collins more than Denver, because I do like the fort, but, like, I don't know.
I like the fort.
That's just, I also really like Lines Lair, which is, like, a late mic, but, like, it's also one of those, like, you really get a good read on the group, because either they give a fuck or they don't. Those are always fun things for me. Oh, there it is. Okay. What would you say your best cleanest joke is?
My best cleanest joke.
If we need to come back to it, we can.
Man, okay, so this is not necessarily like my joke, right? But my first foray into comedy was actually whitewater rafting. I was a whitewater raft guide for 8-9 years, commercially, and in West Virginia and in Colorado.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a captive audience.
Yeah.
And you gotta keep them entertained because it's, like, cold and homies are scared and grandma lied, she can't swim, and it's like, you know, there's a lot happening. So you gotta, like, keep the vibes up, right? And, like, the way you do that is just, like, just the worst quality jokes possible. Like, absolutely the worst quality family jokes possible.
Yeah.
So we have, like, you know, we have, like, a whole bucket of, like, cow jokes, you know, and then, like, we have kind of our longer jokes for, like, bus rides. So, like, I guess, like, kind of question back to you, would you like my best, like, short joke or the best, like...
We'll go with the longer
like, story,
one.
Okay.
Yeah, we got
that. All right, so... this is, probably my favorite that does not necessarily have callbacks, right? So it's,
okay.
It's funnier solo. So, man, we gotta, like, rewind for this. Oh, my gosh. So, you know the Hunchback of Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, great guy.
Favorite movie as a kid.
Yes, yes. So, like, he was about to retire, you know, from, like, tolling the bell. It's, like, back-breaking work. And so, like, he puts an ad in the paper, you know, like, bell ringer wanted. And, you know, a couple days go by after he puts this ad in the paper. And he gets a knock at his door. And he opens the door. And there is a dude there with no arms. You know, he's fine. He's like, you know, he's living life.
Yeah, he's good.
And, you know, our hunchback goes like, hello, can I help you? And he's like, you know... I saw your ad in the paper. It's my life's dream to be the bell ringer, to be the bell puller. And, you know, the Quasi, right? He's like, not to be rude, but, like, how are you gonna? And he was like, no, like, please, just give me a shot. Like, let me show you, like, I can do it. And they do. He takes him up to the bell toll, and this dude gets, like, a running start, and he, like, just goes for it. He just, like, hits his head on the bell. It is the most beautiful, like, bell toll that Quasimodo has ever heard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our armless patriot stumbles from this resounding bell toll and falls straight, like, straight out the window, right? Just, like, stumble, fall out the window.
Oh, my God.
Quasimodo's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a day, right? Goes home. He's like, okay, you know, whatever. Gets a knock, knock, knock at his door. Unsurprisingly, it is the constable, which is French for policeman.
I do remember that.
It's my favorite And he's like, hey, Quasi, buddy, there's a dead arm, an armless dead guy in front of your bell tower. What's going on? And Quasi explains. He's like, look, man, I'm putting that on the paper. I'm sorry. This is what happened. And he's just like, okay, well, you know, it's a little weird. Maybe give me a call next time. Leaves him alone.
Oh, my God.
The next day, Quasimodo gets a knock, knock, knock at his door. And he opens it. And it is another, like, armless dude. Right? And he's like, no. And he's, like, ready to close the door. And the dude's like, hear me out. Live stream. I, like, have to restore the honor of my family. That was my brother. Like, I have to, like, toll the bell in his honor. We gotta do it right, you know, to, like, give him a good send-off. Quasi, you know, he's a softie. Used to be a RAF guy. So he's got a big heart. And he's like, okay, man. So he takes him up. This time we're thinking. We close all the shutters to the windows. Okay, cool. Can't fall out the window. Great. So our, you know, our new armless friend takes a stance. He, like, does a running, he leaps, he hits his head on the bell. It is the second most beautiful bell toll that Quasimodo has ever heard. Unfortunately. Our armless compatriot stumbles, and falls down the center. The right down to the bottom. Yeah, down the hole. Boom. Second armless dead guy in front of the church this week. Quasi's like, I this is too much. I'm going home. What do you do? You go home. And he gets another knock, knock, knock at his door. Naturally, it is the constable. Remember, French for policeman. And constable's like, dude, what? Second dead armless guy in a week, you know? Like, come on, man. Yeah. Does this ring a bell, right? Like, for you? And Quasi goes like, I don't know who it is. Anything, this is what happens, but, you know, I think he's a dead ringer for his brother.
Oh my God, that's so
funny. We got a complaint about this joke. Someone came up and they were like, it's like offensive to like differently abled people, and I was just like, oh, I thought it was like really like empowering, okay, whoopsie poopsie. So anyway, there's that problematic joke for you. Hope you have fun with that.
I don't feel like it's that problematic.
No, it's fine.
It's just physics after. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Would you say doing cleaner comedy is harder than doing a regular comedy? Is that?
Regular comedy?
I'm like, I don't know what it's called. Like,
right. the comedy we want to do? Yes, but also, like, you know, I think that there has been something to be said about, like, kind of stretching for jokes that, like, are, like, not necessarily just a one-size-fits-all, but, like, can be, like, funny for everyone, and, like, that's just, you know what I mean? And so, like, trying to, like, make it, like, cleaner sometimes can do that, because you're not just, like, going for kind of the low shot. Naturally, you know, like, I love, like, a low shot, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you know, I think there's, like, a time and a place for both, you know? There's, like...
Yeah.
There's a time for, like, the great weed, there's a time for the dirt weed, there's a time for the fancy, you know, like, craft brew, there's a time for, like, your favorite shit beer, you know? Like, it's real, you know?
Oh, that's so true. I guess I never thought about it. Like, I don't know. I think I'm just personally a little scared to do clean comedy, because I feel like I use, like, curse words, like, apostrophes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I probably cursed in that joke,
Oh, that was, like, I don't know. This is a mostly explicit podcast, if you couldn't fucking tell. But, like, I don't know. That's just me.
As someone that swears all the time, can I ask you a question? As someone that swears all the time, what is like a rough curse? You know what I mean? It's like what you have kind of your like R-rated and your X-rated. Like what's like to you? What is like you're like that's profane? You know what I mean? Like what is it? What is your mark?
It's for me, it's one of those if I like RIP grandma, but like if I couldn't tell it to her, I don't think I could tell it to like somebody's kid.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? That's a good bar.
I feel like it works, but sometimes I'll like hear myself talking about my dating life, and I like my dating life is such shit that I'm like, it comes out, and I'm always like, I didn't mean to. I was trying to be PC with a joke about like.
Mm.
I guess it was a joke about, like, having a sugar, like, paying sugar baby places to... My ex to not getting the sugar baby treatment. So maybe that was a little out of it. Okay. Self-reflection. We're learning. Oh, we live well with that for us.
Rainbow star, the more you know.
I know. Exactly.
It's educational programming.
Exactly. I'm like, the whole reason I kind of started it was, like, educational. And, like, I was bored during the pandemic, too. So, like, but that and, like, learning how to talk after a brain injury was my biggest thing. So, like,
wow.
And then I was like, let's do stand-up comedy. That's and then every time you see me, like, circuits creaking on stage, it's like my brain injury being like, you got this, let's go. And just sometimes I don't. And I'm just like, oh, I hope my personality gets me through. This might still do it. I don't know if you're good.
We'll attempt.
Yeah, I'm like, if not, if whatever. Okay.
It was a rainbow cone, though. Y'all can't see. It was beautiful the whole way down.
I got a whole pack of them. I don't know if they're, like, healthy for you or anything, but, like...
Well, yes, clearly I'm here for my health.
I mean, health is important.
I'm drinking a yerba mate. It's going to cancel out.
That's my thing. I switched to the yerba mates in the military because I was like, Red Bull and Monsters are bad for me. And I just replace one with the other and not lessen the frequency or anything. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's a tea. It's fine. It's not giving me, like, anxiety attacks in the middle of the day. I don't know. I feel like I try and balance my weed and my energy drinks, and I never fucking get it. Right.
No, but I keep believing in myself. Right? I keep believing that I will one day hit the exact quotient of... What, like, cannabis, like, you know, caffeine, like, is it espresso, can we, we're gonna roll, like, the gamble here, and we'll throw in some dairy, what happens now, you know, I'm like, what the hell, like.
Dude, that, and if I take an edible during the day, I'm like, oh, it's game done, like, I'm really jealous, I think since my mom was born on 420, that she has the superpower of edibles. Are like speed for her, and they don't like make her go to sleep for 12 hours like the rest of us. So like, but I also have heard a few other people have that kind of gene. But it's like it's good for the pain, but.
Edibles put me out most of the time.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know? But, like, I would say, like, right, shout out, non-sponsored 1906 Edibles. Highlights, they are great, because they mix with, like, other, this is my hippie-dippy coming out, they mix with, like, other herbs and shit, and it's wonderful. Like, I feel like even if it doesn't work, I believe in it, and so then it, like, works, and suddenly I'm like, oh, I am feeling this the way, this is great. Bliss pills, they're
the Bliss ones?
Mm-hmm.
The Genius ones get me through school.
Yep, absolutely.
Because I feel like they're... mm-hmm. The joint went down the wrong hole. All right. Woo! The Genius ones just get me through school with the Adderall kind of feel to it, and I don't know.
It does feel like
I don't
kind
know
of like a
like
little,
either.
Like... You know, like Adderall lights. You know, like LaCroix, like memory of Adderall. Like,
all right, you know, or like 5 minutes. No, just kidding. You know, oh, I'm just showing my drug knowledge at this point. Shit.
You ever accidentally do that on a podcast? You ever actually do that where you like drop a little too much like drug no on like in front of people and then you're like, oops, no, I don't know what that smells like.
What is that?
It's
at
fine.
All? It was my cousin who is a stoner back in Jersey. Every time I go home, I bring dabs. And a lot of people who aren't in Colorado or California or any of those places think it's pretty much crack.
Oh, yeah. Yes, agree.
And it's always just like, I swear I'm not doing crack, guys. I got it at the dispensary. But then, like, I show them... dabs, and then we saw someone doing crack out on the boardwalk, and it was one of those, that's what a crack pipe is, stupid things.
Shepherdstown, West Virginia, great, great place to get a feel, right? So, yes, and I think that... Yeah, I don't know. I think that, like, now it's interesting because I'm also, like, so previously, like, no healthcare, right? And now have healthcare and now have access to, like, medication. And so it's really strange because, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, you know, I spent years being like, yeah, like...
Rolled up.
You know, you're kind of like rolling up on a homie, and now I just like roll up on like, I'm like, hey, doctor, and he's just like, cool, well, I don't know how trans people work, so, you know, here we go. I don't know. Quick. And I'm just like, yes, like, amazing. Like, I'm like, medical nonchalance, we'll call it. Best thing ever happened to me. delightful. So now there's like that thrown in the, you know?
Yeah.
So that's like, it's, yeah, it's like odd. But I... Yeah, growing up, it was, like, strange. Where were the signs, right? Where that we have ADHD. Was it when we were, like, oh, wow, these uppers. I, like, feel so... Y'all feel normal? Y'all feel, like... I feel, like, so normal right now. When was your sign? Where was it? Like, when, you know, when did it come up for you, right? So...
High school, yeah. I don't remember it. Like,
what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? So, yeah, I think that, like, growing up in West Virginia, especially, like, everybody just kind of, like, drinks, like, a lot, and so there's kind of that culture, and then, like, it's like, right, weed is not necessarily legal in West Virginia, it is also prolific, like, it is, like, abundant, everybody, and
I didn't know that about West Virginia.
Oh, hell yeah. So, like, yeah, I mean, West Virginia's not a party. And then you kind of, like, move out here, and I was like, oh, right, Colorado is, like, super, like, you know, kind
of... Still knows how to party.
Like, right, you know, one would hope, right?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, okay, like, I don't know, I'm used to, like, potlucking it. You know what I mean? Like, you potluck in all aspects of life in West Virginia, I think, like, drugs included, right?
Yeah.
And so there's, like, that kind of element. And then I came to Colorado, and, like, that is, like, far and fewer between. Because, like, we are literally just more spread out. it's just more space. everyone's
wise.
Over,
So,
like, it's, which is interesting, so.
That makes sense. Oh, man.
And it affects the culture.
Yeah. No, that, okay.
Which is why, plug, I'm really excited for the Psychedelic Comedy Show on, May 5th.
Yes.
Friday, a week from today. Yeah, because we are coming together.
Yes.
It is a potluck of comedy and
psychedelics, maybe too.
Psychedelic content.
Content.
Program, educational programming.
Yes, and also the Psychedelic Club of Denver is the one putting it on.
Which is amazing.
And they have, like, memberships and stuff you can do from there, because they have, like, classes and all that kind of stuff, which is fun.
There are a bunch of wonderful sponsors, and we love all of you.
Yes, and shout out the headliners and everyone else who's gonna be on the show, and Billy Joe.
Organizers, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and Jeff Sonic, I think, because he made a video, right? Yeah, I'm terrible at plugging right now. Holy shit, okay. Cool. Well, we will catch you guys the next time.
Thanks for hanging.
Yes, thank you for listening, all that stuff.